Shu Dalit in the Dorm Tezayin Elohei Tov Shalom at Zion, August 30th, 1977, on Tuesday.
Now, so far we saw two Shikitar Shemin in regard to Shem Mishwus. Now, the Shikitar from the family is that Mushbin Piachirin requires Shem, Mushbin Piatzmei does not require Shem. Now, the Shikitar of the Rani is that neither should Mujim Pachirin nor Mujim Piatzmei require Shem. And even Shvus Eidus does not require Shem. And the only one who says that Shvus Eidus requires Shem, that's Rab Chanin Baride. But the Rabbon of Chanin Baride, they don't learn out any Alpusei from Shvus Eidus. Now, the Rab Netam said that Mujbe, that Mujim Pachirin require Shem, any Shvui of Mujim Pachirin require Shem. Because we learn out from Seite, and by Seite it's Mujim Pachir. So the Kasha of the Rani is, but by Seite she has to say Ome. And the Gemara says, Olinom Nahashurikim is Shurim Kidome. So the Teretz is that by Seite there are two alohes. First of all, there is aloche v'ishbiyakin seisho, v'ishbiyakin seisho. So it's aloche that the Kayan has to be Mashbiya, and no one else. And then there is no, and Shem is mentioned in the text of the Shvuyeh that the Kayin is Mashbiyah the Isha, and then the Torah says, Vomo Isha Menome. So she also has to be Mishbas Be'atzmi. So that two halachas. So the Shem by Shvuyeh Seite itself is because of the Mushban Be'achirim element, not because of the Mushban Be'atzmi. So maybe we learn out from Seite that Mushban Be'achirim requires Shvuyeh. And this is Ram Tamshi. Alright. So in other words, Ram Tamshi is that Mujim Pe'atzmei does not require Shvuyeh. So if he's a Mujim Pe'atzmei, then he's Chayv Malkis and the score of the Sidrush Bila Shoka too. And without Shem and Mujbe Mipiachirin require Shem. And the Ram Shiti is that even Mujim Pe'achirin, so it doesn't require Shem. And Rav Netam Shita is that Mujim Pachir requires Shem, Mujim Piatzmei does not require Shem. But there are other Shitas. Now let's see, he says, Elo Sharai Vetzalama, Yamalke Se Yaleike, Elo Baskora Sashem, Bichul Elabed Ishwe, Shem Ksidu, Luisis Hashem Adishem, Luisis Biu, Bishmi, Abu Nisure, Beloit Shem Namise. So if we just took notice of this Ram, so then we could say that Ram Netam Shita is that there is only a Nisa in Shvuyeh without Shem. But the Raivet Shita. But the Raivet says not only there is a Nisa. The Raivet says there is a Nisa and there is Kohen too. But Malkes there isn't. Malkes there isn't. There isn't Malkes on the score of the Sishbu Shvi Vashov for Shvuyeh Sheker without Shem. And there isn't Malkes on the score of Sishbu Bishmi Lashov for Shvuyeh Sheker without Shem, because the Torah says L'Sish Hashem Hashem Lekech Lashov, and there is no Malkes on the score of Shvuyeh Sheker, because the love of Shvuyeh Sheker, the Torah says L'Sishbu Bishmi Lashoker, and he also says there is no Chiyuv Korm for Shvuyeh Seidus, and there is no Chiyuv Korm for Shvuyeh Sapkot. Why? So, but Korm for Shvuyeh Sbitu, Korm Elabiyeri for Shvuyeh Sbitu, there is. So, Malkes on the score of Nisish Bifina Shok, Yalishir Shem Kech Lashov, the reason, because the Torah spells out Shem, Nisish Shem Adishem Kech Lashov, Nisish Bishmila Shok. Why is it that there is no Chiv Korm of Shvuyeh Seidus? The answer is the Alfuse from Seidus. And even according to Rabbanan Chanan Baride, there is still a Yalfuse. But according to Rabbanan Baride, we learn out Exilashon Egmore, that it has to be Shem Amyuchet. And according to Rabbanan, we don't learn out Exilashon Egmore, that it has to have Shem. It has to have Shem. And why isn't the Chayet Korm for Hashem Zeilis for Shvuyeh Sapkodin? So because Sechto from Shvuyeh Seidus. So Shvuyeh Seidus itself we learn out from Seite, and Shvuyeh Sapkodin we learn out Sechto from Shvuyeh Seidus. This is the Rambam Shita. I mean the Raivet Shita, I'm sorry. So the, now, So the Raibe in the Zasoge Sad Rambam Lizm Hashu is Aloha Gimel. So he says, Omar Avon, Lumishab Etzli Dovase, Shalimotsosi, Shemin Hashemis, Lukinu Mikibuim, Vishu is Bitu, Lumatinu Shem, Elo Beides, or Mikikorni. Not like the Ram. So the Raibe Chiki is, Very easy Alfuse. From Saint Tehim, the Kohen Rabbon Hanemarim. And not only by Mujib Bachelim, but even by Mujib Batra. And if you should never have a Hedus, all of the Kohen, the Alfinon, all of the Saint, who picot me serto serto meus, our Mishuas Bito, Afilum Mifto, Isa Shuo, in Omar Mifto Lechloch, Shuo, so it's a Shuo, Behem Isa, Afa Pishol Omar Lushem Lekim, in Omar Lashem. אם אומר לשם שבוע, אף על פי שלא יזכיר, שם שבועי, וכן לאב לאב, והן הן, אם נסחם בלאב והן שמר הפרק, שבועי, ודאו לשם, וכן ימין וסמי, אם נסחם למין וסמי להפרק, שבועי, והן המילה לקום, זו ישחי לקום מלא ועיר, וכן המילה בבל יחד, איזה בבל יחד, אבל למלכס, בינון שם, תחסיב, ויסיסו השם עד השם ולקח לשון ושבועשי כנאמה נאמה ויסיש ביו בשמי לשון. So the shite of the rivet is that there is a חיוב קום מלווירי to the outshed, but there is no חיוב מלכס על הסקור of ויסיס השם לקח לשון, there is no חיוב מלכס על הסקור of ויסיש בשמי לשון, there is no חיוב קום שבוע סיידוס, there is no חיוב קום of Shmuel and Kod, but Chiv Kod Milavirat even without Hashem. Now, we find a similar shit as a Raivet in regard to another type of Shvuah, Matriz Shvuah. So there is a Machlekes, between Abay and Rove, whether Matriz Shvuah, the Chof in Shvuah, whether Matriz Shvuah is Kimeitz Shvuah in Pidom, or it's Lav Kimeitz Shvuah in Pidom. So, the Rosh, the halacha is like Rabbi, that after made Shmuel and Pinta. So the Rosh in Shmuel so at the beginning of Shmuel 2, and the Gemara that he tells the Rosh in Shmuel, so he says, והרב רב ניסים חלי וזהל, את הסטרליסים ומיגש, פירש, דמצווית בשבועי לב כשבועי דומי. היינת, לצחוב הסדין, היינה לי ינקום, there is no חיוב קום, אבל איסור המיועיק, וכך כוסף הרי מצב, דדרשין או נאמה, או ישוב השבועו, עד שביץ בא בדוב הרמוש בו, והיינה מצוויס, וישרב אלי בל יחד, אבל לא יליקום. So Rabbi, so there is a similarity. And then he says, so there is a similarity between the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Migash and the Raibe. But Rabbi Yisrael Migash says, the Matan Yishvoi lo yikishvoi b'mahayu yikom, avol Yisrael miyikim. And then he says, so he doesn't say that there is a love deraisa. He says Yisrael, maybe it's only Yisrael Rabbono. He doesn't say. He says, Yisur Amig, but the Rosh says, V'kach kos v'ray v'zal, Yidashin enamel v'yishov ha-shvuo, Ad sh'yish ba b'dobar ha-mushbe, V'hayne matri, so there is a tos in Shvue, V'yishrabe li bal yachl, Avol li kol, so bal yachl there is, but kol not. So there is a similarity between the Shittes Arayvet, vis-a-vis Shvue without Shem, and the Shittes Arayvet vis-a-vis Shvuah through Atosi. So the similarity is that in respect to both, the Raibet says there is Malyach. There is Malyach. So there is Malyach when someone takes a Shvuah, Shvuah Shalom Yeichel, or Shvuah Sheikh, and he doesn't mention the Shem, so there is Malyach. And if someone is Matvis in Shvuah, so it's also Chalit Abi Vayachal. But there is one difference between Shvui without Shem and between Matin Shvui. Shvui without Shem, so not only is there Vayachal, there is Kol Milavir too. Matvis Bishmue, so there is only Balyach, but Kom, it will be here at night. Now we have to understand what is the lomdes of the Raif. Why is it that Ligabe, Balyacho, so Bey, Shmue without Chem, is subject to Balyacho. And Bey, Matvis Bishmue is subject to Balyacho. But Ligabe, Matvi, so, but Ligabi Kom, so Shmuya without Chem, there is Kom, over here, Shmuya's meeting. But Matvi Bishmuya, there is no Kom. There is no Kom. Now, so it seems that Shmuya's arrived is that actually, you see, we have two parshas dealing with Shmuya. Two parshas dealing with Shmuya. One parsha is, one parasha is the parasha Matis. Parasha Matis. So Yish ki gida nedal ad Hashem, o yishov ha-shvo, le'eser yisar al napshe, lo yachr dvore kechol ha-yitzim piv yasa. So in this posik, the Torah discusses neder and shvo. So this is grounded in the chaleis ha-ploy. Because neder, the whole essence of neder, is based upon chaleis. What is neder mean? In other words, whether it's neder yisa or it's neder hegdish, it doesn't make any difference. So there is a chaleis. If somebody asks the kikya, so the kikya becomes osa. There is a chaleis. It takes effect. It takes effect. There is legal effect. If somebody takes a neder hegdish, or lie, so he becomes mechuyev to bring the call. Or if he says arizu, so it's chal. So, and shvuye, so if somebody takes a shvuye, shvuye shavu yichlaye, so it's chal, the gabke becomes osa. If he takes a shvuye, shvuye shavu yichlaye, he becomes mechuye. So there is a chalitz. So as far as the parashe in Matis is concerned, it's grounded in a certain legal effect, in a chalitz. It's chal. It becomes, whether it's a hefzo, it's a gabke, but there is a chalitz. So that's one aloch of shvuye. Then there is another parasha that discusses Shmuel. There is another parasha that discusses Shmuel. That's the parasha in Vayikra. Oy nefesh nisishov al vate bismasayim. Lihora will hate him, the Hela Shayvati Odom Bishwe, Vinelam Menu, Vihu, Yodavi Oshe, Lahas Mele, Vohoyoki Yesham Lahas Mele, Viswada Shahoto Aleo, Behibes Ashomela Bishem, Al Hatose, Ashahoto, Nikevo Minatse, Kispo, Oisira Sizin Lehatos, Vihiper Olovaki, Mehatos, Vimisagia, so then, so stay there in Shneviano, and if he's even that is too much, it's dali. So then I say the same. So that's the parasha of Kol Melavir. That deals exclusively with Shmuel. Now, there is a machleket between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So because the Torah spells out in Nefesh Kisi Shova Levati Bisvasayim, Lihora will hate him. That's also it. So Rabbi Shmuel says, when is the Rechi of Kol Melavir? Only when he's in Ishbala Sheker, in Ishvuya Vosi, or Veichi Veloyeri. But if one is in Ishbala Sheker, in Ochalti Veloya Chalti, there is no call, the call to Mishmuel. Rabakibe is Marbe, from Lohara Lehiti, also Ochalti Veloya Chalti. And now he's like Rabakibe. So that means that there is a Chiyuv call Melavira in two types of Shvuya, in Shvuya Vosi, and in Shvuya of Leop. Now, so it's not mistaber. It's not mistaber to say that according to Rabbi Akiva, that there is a chiyuv kol melavir in two types of shvuah: shvuah of liosid and shvuah of lova. That in shvuah of liosid, so the kol is kapore for the avere of being aver on the shvuah, and in shvuah of lova, the kol is for the avere of being nishma v'shetah. After all, it's the same parasha in the same posse. So Bishleime, according to Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Chiyuv Komilire is limited only to Shvuya Vasi. So then we can say that the Korm is for the Avere of violating the Shvuya. Violating the Shvuya. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that as reference to two types of Shvuya. Shvuya of Osid and Shvuya of Avar. So Bishleime, in vis-a-vis Shvuya of the Osid, so you can say that the Korm is for violating the Shvuya, for not fulfilling the pledge, for not fulfilling the oath. But in Shvuya of Avar, there is no Chaleis in Shvuya of Avar. He swears Ochalti again, and it's a Sheker. It's Loyochal. Or he swears Loyochalti, and it's a Sheker. He did it. So there is no violation of Shvuya. So the Korm by Shvuya of Ova cannot be for the failure to fulfill the Shvuya, but for being a Nishma L'Sheker. For being a Nishma L'Sheker. So Mimele it's Mistabea that the same Korm that is Mechuya for Eichel V'lo Eichel is not for violating the Shvuya, even though there we could conceive the avere of being aver on a Shvuya that is hal, a Shvuya that has a little effect, because he became osa to eat, and he did it, but he could conceive it. But then there will be two separate chiyubi, and after all, it's the same posik according to Rabbi Akiva. So whatever is the subject matter is the ma'isa avere. In Shvuya Bechel Leichel is also the subject matter and the Maisa Avere in Shvuya Bechalti Veloya Chalti. So in this connection with Bechalti Veloya Chalti, so the Korm is for the Avere of being Nishma L'Sheker. Of being Nishma L'Sheker. So in Eichel Leichel, it's also for the Avere of being Nishma L'Sheker. But you ask, Bishleime Bechalti Veloya Chalti, so is it Nishma L'Sheker? He swears, I ate yesterday, and he didn't eat. So he's Nishma L'Sheker. But in Eichel L'Eichel, when he takes the Shvuya, he's not Nishma L'Sheker. And then when he violates the Shvuya, he's certainly not Nishma L'Sheker. So the answer is no, that doesn't matter. That's no kashe, because the Korm is for the Avere that the Gavre became a Nishma L'Sheker. So when the person takes Ishwe, Ochalti Ale, and it's Loyochal, so the Gavre became an Ishwe Sheker at that very moment. At the time he uttered the Shwe, pronounced the Shwe, so he became an Ishwe Sheker. But when he says, Eichel, Loy Eichel Mocho, or Eichel Mocho, so right now, the Gavre is not an Ishwe Sheker, but if tomorrow he eats, when he took a shvuah that tomorrow he's not supposed to eat, so tomorrow he becomes a Nishma L'Sheker. The Gavre becomes a Nishma L'Sheker. So, but the Korm is for the avere of being a Nishma L'Sheker. I mean, it's not mistabel to say that in one type of shvuah that the Korm, the same Korm, is for the avere of the Gavre being a Nishma L'Sheker. In another category of shvuah, the Korm is for the avere of violating the shvuah. We don't have two parashas, it's one parasha. So in other words, so it's for the Avere that the Gavre is in Nishma L'Sheker. So Mele, Shvuo of Osid, of Eichel Velo Yecheil, has to be considered from two points of view. It has to be considered from the point of view of Chaleis. So it's like Neder, just as Neder has a Chaleis, Shvuo also has a Chaleis. But as far as the Yisar, of violating Yeshua, that can come within the posik of Le'achim Vorei, within the essay of Chalitz and Piviase, because this love of Le'achim Vorei and Chalitz and Piviase are grounded in the Chalitz. So, Memele, Shvue of Eichel L'Eichel is included in the Parashim Matitz. And that's based upon Chaleisi, upon the Chaleis of Shvuah. Mashe'im kei, Shvuya of Eichel Leichel is also mentioned in the Parashah Vayikra, and there Shvuya Eichel Leichel is mentioned together with Achalti Leichalti. Achalti Leichalti, there is no Chalasi. There is only an Indian of Mishma Lashekah. So by Eichel Leichel, he also becomes a Mishma Lashekah. The only difference is by Achalti Leichalti becomes a Mishma Lashekah immediately, Bishosh and Mishma Yosef Shvuya Lashekah, and by Eichel Leichel, the Gavda becomes a Mishma Lashekah later on, when he's able. But the Aveira for which is high becoming is for being Nishba Shekia. So you see, in respect to Shvuya without Shem, so that Shvuya without Shem comes within the Parashah Matis, and it also comes within the Parashah Vayikra of Nefesh Kisish Vali Matibis Vasayim Lohara Leiti. Lohara Leiti. So Mimele, there is problem to, and there should be Maltes for Lisifu Lasheka also. But the Torah says, Luisish Vi Ubishni Lasha. So the Torah emphasizes, when is even allowed, only when is in Nishba Bishem Lasheka, not just Nishba Lasheka, but Nishba Bishem HaKodesh Baruch Lasheka. And by Shvuah Seidu, so there is especially Al-Husi, the Rabbit says, all from Seite. And by Shvuah Sapikoden, so there is not the Al-Husi, Sechto, Sechto, from Shvuah Seidu. But as far as the parashah of Shvuah Zbito is concerned, of Levati Bisvasayim, Shem is not mentioned, so it comes not only within the parashah of Matis, but it comes within the parashah of Ibayit Chov Levati Bisvasayim too. So there is a few form. Masheim Ke, Malkes, not because the Torah says, Vesizgu Vishmilashom. Now, so you'll ask, where is Anissa mentioned in connection with Nishba Lashekeh? Where does the Torah mention a prohibition against being in Nishba Lashekeh without Shem? As far as the law, so what is the Azore of Nishba Lashekeh? Vesizgu Vishmilashom. But as far as Lusizbu Bishmila Shokya, so it's only with Shem. Lusizbu Bishmila Shokya. Not Lusizbu Lashokya, but Lusizbu Bishmila Shokya. But Kom there is. Now, the Kom is Kapore for an Avera. So there has to be a Nisa Raisa. Where is that Nisa Raisa mentioned? The answer is, a Nisa is mentioned in the Parashah of Shvuah Zbito. Because the Torah says, Oy Nefesh Kisishova Levati Bisosai, Lehora will hate it. וחילה שניבטי אותו בשבוע, ונלה ממנו, והוא יודע, ויושם לחס מילה. What is it? Torah say, ויושם לחס מילה. That means, it's a sin. ויושם, he's guilty. והויו כי יש שם לחס מילה. וישראל שחותו עליו. So the parasha itself implies a niser against being nishba shekia. And since the parasha doesn't mention Shem, the parasha doesn't say Oy nefesh kisi shova bishmi vati bisvasayim lo alaydi. The Torah says Oy nefesh kisi shova, whether it's bishmi or not bishmi. So that means that in this parasha itself is implicit and nisa, but it's not allowed. So we have Lona Shakosa Kolkinizia. He's a means allowed, not a nisares. That's Lidabi Malkis. So without a law there couldn't be Malkis. But it could be a Maisa Avera Midraise without a law. So here it's like an Israese, because the Torah says V'yoshe Machas Mele. And here the Torah has reference to any Shvuah, whether it has a Shem or it doesn't have a Shem. And the Torah says V'yoki Yesham Machas Mele. So that means that when one is in Nishba Lashekeh, whether with a Shem or without a Shem, he is either like an Israese of Nishba Lashekeh, of Roshim Lachas Meile, of Boyok Yesha. So, this parasha of Bitu, so, of Shvuah Zbito, implies a Nisa. It's not allowed, so it's like a Nisa, I say. And a Chiyuv Kol. So, and as far as this Nisa is concerned, so even without the Shem, but as far as the love of Lisibish Mashoka is concerned, so only with you. So, the reason is why the Raivichiti is that Shvuah without Hashem is Eva Bar Yachol and is Chayiv Kol Meir Beirei, because Shvuah without Hashem is implicit in the Parashah Matis. It's also implicit in the parsha of Shmuel's Bittur. Of Shmuel's Bittur, of the Yoshim Lachas Meir. And whether there is Shem or there is no Shem. One second. So the Meir, there is Kom. Mashayinkin, Malkes, there isn't. Malkes and the scope of receiving a shocker, there is. That's in regard to Shmuel without Shem. But Matris Bishmuel is different. Because Matris Bishmuel, you see, Shmuel without Hashem is a Shmuel, is included not only in the parsha of Matris, it's also included in the parsha of Yikro, Shmuel's Bishmuel. But Malkes, for the Sifra Shaka, there is, because the Torah spells out Bishmi, Mashem, King Matris Bishmuel. So as the Rosh says, in the name of the Raide, the Rosh in Shmuel's, וכך כוס ורעי בצער, נדרשים הנאמה, או אישוב השבוע, עד שיש בה בדובר המושב, והי למטריס, וישראל בו יחד, where is the אישוב השבוע mentioned in the parashah Matris? In the parashah Matris. And it's not mentioned in the parashah Vayikra. So the parashah Matris deals with שבוע and נדר equally. So the parashah Matris is grounded in Chalais, in the legal effect of שבוע. In the legal effect of Shavuot. So as far as the Chalitz of Shavuot is concerned, so if Matris b'Shavuot has a Chalitz Shavuot, just as Matris b'Neder has a Chalitz Neder, so Matris b'Shavuot has a Chalitz Neder. But then there is another parasha in Vayikra that deals with the Iser of Nishba l'Sheker. Nishba l'Sheker. So when is there an Iser of Nishba? That's the machleket between Abaye and Rove. So Abaye says, the Abaye says, Matris Bishwo, Kimit Nishwo, Pip Dome. So the Mele, the Gabre becomes a Nishwo Lashekia. Even though he didn't say, Shwo Shalichot Kazeh, but he said, Se Kazeh, or Anikimei say, whatever form that process assumed. So still it's considered like Nishwo Lashekia. But Rome says, Matris Bishwo, Lach Kimit Nishwo, Pip Dome. So he's not. And the Gabri does not become an Nishba l'Sheker. When is the Gabri considered to be swearing falsely if there is a Maise Shvuah? If he says Shvuah Shalo Yechel or Shvuah Sheyechel, but if he doesn't say Shvuah Shalo Yechel, Reuben took his Shvuah and asked a certain kikya, and then he was Matvis another kikya and that kikya. So there was no Maise Shvuah, but the effect of atvosim is that it should be chal in the Isa Shmuel. Shimon was matvis in Reuven's Isa Shmuel. So that shayach legabe chalaisim. But meitzi shmuel mepiv isn't. If it's not a meitzi shmuel mepiv, so the gabri is not a nishba l'sheker, why should it be chal mekom? After all, Rabbi Akiva is marbe, or chalti le'chalti also. So by chalti le'chalti, so the korm is certainly not for violating Ishwe, but for being Nishba l'Sheker. So by Echel l'Echel, it's also about being Nishba l'Sheker. So according to Abaye, he is a Nishba l'Sheker. According to Rove, he's not a Nishba l'Sheker. So that's the reason as to why, according to the Raimed, so Shvuya without Shem, there is Kom. Because Shvuya without Shem is included not only in the Parashah Matis, which is grounded in Chalais, but it's also included in the Parashah in Vayikra. And he's in Nishba l'Sheker too, but Malkes for the Sifra Sheker there isn't. Because the Torah says Bishmi, Mashayim Keina, Matri Bishwe, so according to Rove, Lachti Bishwe Shwe and Pim Tome, he's not in Nishba l'Sheker. But there is a posik of Matri Shishova Shwe, so that's our loch in the Chaleitz Shwe. So there is no call for violating the Chaleitz Shwe. I mean, there's the plain pshat in the right. Alright, now let's see, they should guess.
I have
two short
questions. But if there's a halos lagavi atvosa, there's
a halos lagavi shmuel also. Why shouldn't there be malchus not mitzad al yachov for shmuel without
Hashem?
What?
Even for shmuel, not for
Hashem. So the
Raivet
says that by
atvosa
there is
no yachov. There's no malchus. When he says there's no malchus, but there should be malchus
mitzad al yachov. What does
Sogim
mean no malchus? I understand.
The only reason there's malchus is because of shishma. If there's
Malkus,
if there's Shem, so there's
Malkus
for
Loshishim. He doesn't say, one second. The Rebbe doesn't say that there is no Malkus for Bar Yaakov. One second. The Rebbe doesn't say that there is Malkus for Bar Yaakov, but he doesn't say that there is no Malkus for Bar Yaakov. He says, V'han emil rikom. So without Hashem, he's chai rikom. V'chein amel Bar Yaakov. So what does it mean, V'chein amel Yaakov? So it could be, V'chein amel Bar Yaakov is chai of Malkus for Bar Yaakov, or V'chein amel Yaakov is eva Bar Yaakov. Aber then he says, Aber in Malkus bin on Shem, Dichsiv lesish malkiach on Hashem. So he certainly doesn't mean, Aber in Malkus bin on Shem, vis-a-vis Bar Yaakov. Because he says, Dichsiv lesish Hashem malkiach on Hashem. So when he says, Aber in Malkus bin on Shem, he has referenced to Malkus and the score of lesish, as lesish bu bishmul Hashem, yeah. And lesish Hashem malkiach on Hashem. Not Bar Yaakov. Why doesn't he say, V'chei name, Chayev Malkus bishmul Bar Yaakov? All right, it's a question. Maybe this is what the Rebbe means when he says the Bahanim will be called. So without Shem, he's chayv kol el yered. The Chinam Bar Yaakov is chayv malk Bar Yaakov. Maybe the Shittas Rebbe is that while Bashmuye there is Bar Yaakov, but Malkus for Bar Yaakov there isn't. Malkus there is only for Neder. I mean, that has to be explained. So whatever the Shitta of the Rebbe. The Rebbe doesn't mention Malkus for Bar Yaakov. The Rebbe, in no place does the Rebbe mention Malkus for Bar Yaakov in Shmuel. In no place does the Rambam mention explicitly Malkus of Bar Yaakov by Shmuel. No place. The Rambam mentions explicitly Malkus of Bar Yaakov by Neder. But Malkus of Bar Yaakov by Shmuel, no place. So there are some who say that according to the Rebbe there is no Bar Yaakov by Shmuel altogether. I mean, and Rashi says that in Shmuel's Daf Kof, according to Rambam Doma, according to Rav Dime, that there is no Malkus of Bar Yaakov by Shmuel. There is no Malkus. So it's not clear whether there is Malkus of Bar Yaakov by Shmuel without Shem or not. The Rebbe doesn't mention it. It could be that the Rebbe doesn't mention Malkus by Yaakov because according to the Rebbe, there is never Malkus for Bar Yaakov. I mean, that's something else. I'm going to discuss that a little later. But the Rebbe says in so many words, V'hanim ilo likom v'chinam el Bar Yaakov. V'chinam Bar Yaakov. One second. V'chinam Bar Yaakov. Aval imalket bin on Shem, v'chsiv l'shiv l'kach l'shom. So, but it comes within the parashe of Nishmul HaShaker, of Shmuel's Bitu, of Nefesh Kisi Shoba, Levati Mitzvah Sayin. Mashein ki matviz v'shvo. Matviz v'shvo is implicit in Shoba Shvo. That is in the parasha of Matis. That is as a shayches to the Chalish Shvo. But in Nishmul HaShaker is not the contour. All right, that's the Rebbe. Yes, but
yes. Mentioning about the Hashem,
yes.
Yes.
And the Shul Seichon
also
is the wash of
Hashem.
Yes. So the Shemana was also the Nine, and it's also the Kosakos. Yeah. So there the Safro points out that there is a special love by Shul Seichon. There is a special love. In other words, by Shul Seichon. Even without Shmuel, if he just escaped for a moment, Lashekia, so he's ever a love of Lizikach. And if he escaped for a moment, Chaveire, with Shmuel, Shmuel Shein, Shein Chom, Shein Chayavloch. So then it's Lashekia, so then he's ever Lizishak. So he's ever Lizishak, so there is a special love. So that's why the Sakho says, Inishamah, Azor Menai. So that's the Azor. Masha'in came by Shmuel's Bitu. Without Shem, there is no Azor Elav. But there is like an Isarese. Boyo Kiesha. So when the Safro says, Eni Shemanu Azor Nain, the Safro says, where do we find the love? So vis-a-vis Shmuel's Avikodin, there is a special love. Where is the Shakro? But vis-a-vis Shmuel's Bitu, where there is no Shem, there is no special art, but the Nisar is implicit in the Inish itself. But Azore, no Azore, Mashayim Kim, Bashwe Sabikon, there is an Azore. Right now, let's see what the Shittas HaRambam means. What is the Shittas HaRambam? Now, so the Shittas HaRambam is, Ligabe Shvue without Shem, that it comes within the parasha of Matis, it comes within the parasha of Ayut Chosh, but it doesn't come within the Pasuk of Sidrish Shel Hashofar. Alright. We got the Matvis. So Shir Shraivetis, it comes within the parasha of Matis, but not within the parasha of Shvuas Bit. So let's say, suppose someone will be Matvis in the Shvuavava. Let's say, Ruben will swear, Shvuosh or Chaltesni, or Loya Chaltesni. And then Shimon will say, Anikemesi. So then, there is no chiv, because in Shvuya Rova there is no chalensi, so there is no atvose. Atvose is implicit in the posik of Yishua Shvua. So it's only Yishua Lozi, where there is a chalens. So the atvose is chal. Masha'im came with Ruben to take Yishua, Shvua Shaloya Chalte Esmei. Loya Chalte Esmei. And then Shimon will say, Anikimei say. So according to Abaye, who says, Matriz Bishvua, Kimetzi Shvua, Pibdome, so it's a Maitse Shvua. If Shimon says, Ani Kimei say. So he won't be high. But according to Rove, Amati Vishul, Akimit Shul Pidame. But the reason that was a, because of the Posik Yishova Shvua, that's only Shvua of Ilchalitz. It has little effect, but not the Shvua of Ova. That's the Shidis Rai. Now let's see the Shidis Rambam, vis-a-vis Shvua Yudau Chem. Now the Rambam says, in Perveis Milches, Shvua Saloche Beis. Halacha Beis. אחד הנשבע הוא שנשביע אחר בשם המיוחד, או באחד מן הכינויים, כי שנשבע במי ששמי חנון, ומי ששמי רחום, ומי ששמי ערך הפיים, וחיים צבן וחלושן, הרי זה שבוע גמור. וכן אולו באורו, הרי אין שבוע, והוא שיעסקר שם מן השם איס, או יקינו מן הכינויים. כיצד, כגי שאומר, ואולו או אורו ועד השם, או שמי ששמי חנון, או מי ששמי רחום, מי שייחוד אופלי דיבות, הרי זה נשבע לשקר, וכן בשום נשבוע. וכן, חיים ישבו עבד השם, אוי במי ששמי חנו, שלא יאכל ויאכל, שזו אישו, והוא איש, שאין לך ביודי כלום מיש לי, שאין ידי לחיים וידי ארי לחי. אומר, אולו יורו ראשבו, ולא יזכר שם ולא כינו, הרי זה עושה אבידו שנשבע אולו. אבל אין לי כה, ולא ימי וקורבן, אם עובר על שבו עושה, עד שיהיה בו שם מן השמס המיוחדים, או יקים מהכינויים כמו שבעם. So it is interesting. The Roshna Rambam is, הרי זה עושה אבידובו של נשבע עולו. This implies that he is referring to Yishua Hosit. Because if Yishua Hosit, there is no chalitz. He says, הרי זה עושה אבידובו של נשבע עולו. Something that is chal, that imposes certain obligations upon the person. That's what chalitz means. It takes effect. It has little effect. So it's mashma from the Shittas Rambam, it's mashma that the Shvui is chal. Without the Shem, the Shvui is chal. In other words, that the Shittas Rambam vis-a-vis Shvui without the Shem is analogous to the Shittas Raivet vis-a-vis Matriz Bishvui. What is the Shittas Raivet? By Matriz Bishvui, that there is no Malkes, and there is no Korbum of Shvuas Bitu, but Bal Yachol there is. What does it mean Bal Yachol there is? Bal Yachol is the Simen, that it's Chal. Whenever Achloi is Chal, so there is Bal Yachol. So, Yish ki yidam edah, Vad Hashem, O Yishuv HaShvua, Lesach Yisrael Nafshi, Lo Yachol Boi, Tchoa Yitzim Bib Yachol. So Yachol indicates that it's Chal. Whenever there is a floy that has a chalais, that has little effect, so there is valyach. So mele the Rambam. But it doesn't come within the parish of Shvuas Bitu. So the Rambam, the Raivet Shiti is ligabei Shvui without Shem, that it comes within the parish of Shvuas Bitu in Vayikra as well. But the Rambam Shiti is not like that. So he says, Omar Olo Yoru Shvua Veliyiskia. Shem veloikinu hari ze osa vidor shmikoro. So he only mentions that in connection with the Shvua of Osi, where there is a chalesi. He doesn't mention it in connection with Shvua of Ova. You see in Aloche Gimu, where he discusses the effectiveness of Shem or Kinu. So there he mentions an example of Osi and of Ova. V'chein oim ha-shvua v'ad Shem od mish ishmechanun, shaloi yechal v'ochal. That's Osi. Shezu yish o v'wish. That's Ova. I mean, that's it's Shvashov, that's even more than Ova. Rabbi Tzvi Ashov, that's without Halaisi. Sheil Yodi Klum Yeshle, that's over. Sheil Yodi Klum Yeshle, Sheil Yedei Elohe Yidus V'Yedeya, Tach is a Chai. Ma Sheil Yikin Aloche Dalet, where he discusses a Shvui without any share. Not even a Gidu. There he only mentions an example of Osi. Why? Because it seems that according to the Rambam, Ish ki yider neder la dishem, o yishova shvo, leeser yisrael napshe, lo yachal dvorei, ki chola yitzim pi v'yasa. So shvuya without Hashem is implicit in yishova shvo. After all, the Torah doesn't mention Hashem here. The Torah mentions la dishem in connection with neder, so as the Ramban, his Beosh points out. So that means yider neder la dishem, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what la dishem means. Neder is not chayach shem. But it means unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shvue B'Shem means is Nishba with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kiyid HaNeder Lad Hashem means unto God. So that is something else. But in connection with Shvuo, the Torah doesn't say it by Hashem. O Yishova Shvuo B'Shmi. But Yishova Shvuo. So even without Hashem. Even without the Shem, it comes within the Parashay Matis. So, if Chal it is, now you'll ask, if it is Chal, so why does the Rambam say, Omar, Oloi, Oloi, Shvuo, Vihiski Hashem, Velikinu, Arizi, Ose, Abidovo, Shem, Yishba, Olo, Avalini, Linki, with me, we call him? So, Bishleime, we may be called him, because called him, that's for the Yisrael of Nishba, Lashekia. And the Isa of Nishba Lashekia, according to the Rambam, is only Shayach when there is Shem. If there is no Shem, there, not like the Raibet. So, without Shem, there is no Isa of Nishba Lashekia. But Leikir, let him get Malkis on the score of Bal Yachl. So the answer is, the Rambam doesn't mention Bal Yachl in connection with, doesn't mention Malkis for Bal Yachl in connection with Shua anyway. Whether the Shittas Rambam is that there is no Bal Yachol et Abishvue, which is strange, because after all the Torah says Bal Yachol Dvorei, ki yid aneda la dishem, u yishov ha-shvue, lesan Yisrael ha-lapshe, lo yachol dvorei, kichla yitzim pi v'yasa. So the same question can be raised against Rashi. In Shvues, he says that according to Rav Dime, so there is Malkes, there is no Malkes of Bal Yachol. Says that chop on base, kinomes arezebel bayach. So Tensei says, Bishwe name even Bishop Bayach, doxivo in Shavashwar. Let's have an absolute Yahoo boy. So, and Ubi Peri based in Dorim Tanya Behedi, the age Bishwe Bayach, because the more Darshans that Nishbal Vakas and Mitzvah, so it's not Hal. So Yahoo boy, boy in the Michel, Abu Michel have to Shemai. So we see that the Bal Yachol, the Yachol Dvorei, has reference to Shmuel. But Rashi says, Kinomis, in explaining Rav Dime, that he says, Kinomis, Harizi Bal Yachol, Kelima Le Yachil, Mashma Lahabe. Lav Le Azor HaShmuel Lahabe Ose. Di Shmuel Lahabe Me Lisish Bel Pnila Sheka Dovik. Di Chiyose Le Yachil, Le Azor HaSmidorim Ose. La Kukem Yerobim Domar Azor HaShmuel Lahabe So you can ask that Kashi. So according to Rashi, there is a machlik between Rav Dime and Robin. So according to Robin, the Azore of Eichel Leichel is Bal Yachol Dvorei. According to Rav Dime, the Azore is Loisishbu Bishmil HaShokya. Loisishbu Bishmil HaShokya. Loisishbu Bishmil HaShokya. That's the Azore. And not Le Yachol Dvorei. Not Le Yachol Dvorei. The Yachol Dvorei is the Azore for Kinomis. Now, so the Rashi is difficult. That stays as Kashi. That stays as Kashi. Against Rashi, after all, the Torah says, Ish ki gida neda la vishemu isha la shvua lesa kisra nafshe li yachu korek chayitz pib yaz. So, what else is needed? Oh, unless we are deichei, can we say that through the Torah mentions, o isha la shvua lesa kisra nafshe, but then the Torah mentions o isha la shvua because of the chayitz pib yaz, but not because of all the yachu korek. But the mashmur is a posit is not like that. After all, the Yachid Vore is mentioned in the Torah immediately after Yishol HaShvoi. Yidon Eder is mentioned first. Yishki Yidon Eder Lashemu Yishol HaShvoi Lashem Yisrael. After the Yachid Vore, right with the Yachid. So the Pashtes Aloshim of the Posik is that the Yachid Vore covers both. But it could be, now I don't want to discuss it now, it could be that Rashi Shite is that of course and even according to everybody, if somebody is either a reshue of the Habe, so he's either the Isa of the Yahud Vore. But we find many love where the Ika love implies an Isa against one thing, but it includes an Isa against something else. So then Malkes there will be only for the Ika. For the Isa that it constitutes the Ikala, and not for something else. I mean, for example, let's say, Baltash.
Shir Gimel in the Dorm, Yudal El Hatov Shalom at Zion, August 28, 1977, on Sunday.
How do we know? Maybe the Mishnah is reference to the case where he mentioned Isha together with the king. So he says no, because if you mention the Shem, then you don't need any king. If you just mention the Shem without mentioning the word Shvua, so it is a Shvua. The Mishnah is Kers Hashem, my Yerim Mishnah Kinu Shvua, take the Flip Mishnah Maskor as Hashem. That you blow Shvua, who blow Kinu Havishvua. So, if he just mentions the Shem, even if he doesn't couple it with the expression of Shvua, so it's also a Shvua. So when the Mishnah tells us that Kinu Shvua is Kishvua, it means if it wasn't coupled with Askaras Hashem. So we see that even without Askaras Hashem, it's still a valid Shvua. But that Askaras Hashem by itself constitutes Shvua. With Aminon, before he came Amidi, like came Israel in Magluni, Uchadisas. So in other words, where he took, he promised the Matrenuse that he's not going to tell anybody a certain secret. So he said, when he came Israel, and that was Yeshua. Uchadisas, 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 Borei Kolei, that means the master of the world, the universe. He doesn't have a relationship. So he didn't say Yishvo, B'Borei Kolei, D'Loi Taimini. He just said, Borei Kolei Loi Taimini. And still, it was a Baal Tshuva. V'Oi, Yilman, Dora, Kimu, Yimboshu, Shebot, Lei, Lo, Chetik, Kimu, Yishvo, Kei, Chetik, Lei, Baal Tshuva, Lad Hashem, Kimu, Chabut, Morei, because if you say Shvo Lad Hashem, then he's likely to say Lad Hashem Shvo. So maybe he might just say Lad Hashem and not say Shvo. Not say Shvo. People have not all my coaching is your Shvo, or you can be your Afiru below your score as Hashem. Mihan? Because if we are going to say, and it's not such a strong guy, but if we are going to say that even without that, without the Shem, that without the Shem, so just by mentioning Shvur and without mentioning the Shem, so it's not effective. So maybe my real Chacham with a counter, they want Misaki Kinui in order that he shouldn't have to resort to the expressions of Shvur. And what's wrong with the expression of Shvur? Because the term Shvur is always shovel befit the every Jew together with Shem. Shvur and Shem, sometimes we say that Shem Shvur. Mashem came in the coin. The coin new expression is Shvur so Shvuko. Shvur so is not shovel in Mashem the other together with Shem. So in the way he'll just say it, he'll just say Shvur so. He will not say Lad Hashem Shvur so. But if we are going to say that without Shem, so the Shvur is not valid. So that means when a person wants to take a valid Shvur, he has to mention the Shem. So anyway, my Rino Chacham Takanto, even if he'll use the term Shvur so instead of Shvur, so again, he'll use it, he'll have to use it in connection with Lad Hashem. And anyway, he'll start, so he might say Lad Hashem and will not even have an opportunity to say Shvur so. So of course, it's not such a strong raya, because you see, the term Shvur was already shovel washing the other together Lad Hashem. And it was the practice of people to say, to use the term Lad Hashem first. It was already shovel, but a new term. So it wouldn't be shovel to use the term Hashem first. Alright. The truth is that the Gemara doesn't even mention it, that Shvur Seidus is by Hashem. The Gemara only mentions that Alim Rav Chanina Baride, and Alim Rav Chanina Baride, Alim Rav Chanina Baride, so Shvur Seidus requires a real Shem. A Kinu is not sufficient. It requires a Shem Amish. It requires a Shem Amish. But, and so he learns out all of his aim. Because we should be our care, so we should. Now, the Mishneh, that from the Hei Yomad Alev says in Shuez, in regard to Shuez Seidus, Mashmiyani Alechem, Mitzad Alechem, Mitzad Alechem, Harei Lo Chayom. So, Shumai Boretz, Harei Lo Ptur. Bialo Dalet, Yudkei, Bishin Dalet, Bitzvokeitz, Bichamu, Berachu, Berachapayim, Birav Chesed, Bichol HaKibuyin, Harei Lo Chayom. So it's mentioned explicitly that even though it's not Hashem Amish, a kinu, Rachum Chanu is not Hashem, it's a kinu. So Bashua Seidus is Chai. This is the mission. Then the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Omer Beis says, Verimim, Uchol Kinu in Arim Chayom in Verimim, Yitna Bishem HaYisrael Yolom Yishvuo, that's mentioned in Yishvua Seite, Matalud Reim Ha'amol Yifon Ema Vishbiya Kine Seidin Shom Yishvua Seolo, שנאמר משום אוקי לא אולו, בשבוע זה איפס, ונאמר כאן אולו, ונאמר הלו, מה להלו שבוע אף כאן שבוע,
Malchalomishem Avkan Shwe. So according to Rav Hanina Bar Yehuda, we require Shema Miyuchet by Shema Zeus. But the Rabbono, so the Gemara asks against the Mishneh. Om Rabbi Yehuda Kash, Ho Rav Hanina Bar Yehuda, Ho Rabbono. Itanye, Rav Hanina Bar Yehuda Yemer, Ho Yom Yom Rotei Ho Yishova Baal Tishova, Kalei Ho Baal Tikalei, Ma Yishova Bishem, Avloi Zishova Bishem. Ma Kalei Bishem, Avloi Zikalei Bishem. So the Rabbono, Ich mir ex der Schobe, die boy ich am Buch. Ihr wollt mir ex der Schobe. Alle die Schwue, die Schwue in die Nolle, nach der Britannie, alle in alle was ich. Das der Rabbon. Aber der Rabbon don't learn out ex der Schobe. Ich hab keine Barine learn out ex der Schobe. And because of that, Rab Khamil Barine requires Shemamesh, Kibui is not enough. But so apparently, the Arishani will say that even the Rabbanon, even though I mean it's not, the Pashtus Loshon HaGemara is not like that, but some Rishonim hold that the Rabbanon, Rav Chaim Ben Bahida learns out Egzir HaShoveh Gemura from Seid, that it has to be done with Seid, just as by saying that there is Shemamesh, because the Torah says there, Yitin HaDishem, Yitin Adishem, Ois Holy Olob Nishvo, so by Shema Seidu, so we require Shemamesh. According to Rabbanon, we don't learn out Exir HaShoveh Gemura, but we still learn out from Seite, that just as Seite requires Shem, so Shem is mentioned, so Shema Seidu too requires Shem, but it doesn't have to be Shemamesh. It can even be Yalbikim, Racham Echad. But that's a big chiddush. The Gemara doesn't say it. You see, the Gemara only says it, I'll leave it to Rav Chanan ben Bari. Alright. So, the Rana is the Kashi, in the Lakshiri, in the Amin, in the Yeshua Zeidus, by Yishem, Uchi Yalfin, in Hosam, in Olam, in Seite, so, Tira, Zab, in Tamzal, in Amin, in the Bimush, in Peache, do, in Seite, Gam, in Olam, she, Bush, Bo, in Pikei, Aber wie muss man die Arzmei mit Bienen schämen? So haben wir dann schiette jetzt, there is a distinction between wie muss man die Arzmei und wie muss man die Arzmei. Now, with certain Schuhes, there is a Halloche und wie muss man die Arzmei. Where do we find a Halloche und wie muss man die Arzmei? That is by Schuhes Apokot. And by Schuhes Eus. What is Schuhes Apokot? Schuhes Apokot Sham Zeris, at the end of my Yikr, by Dabir Adishem Omei Shalim HaNefesh Kisech Tumwa Alomal Badishem, Vikirish Ba'amisi Vikod Nevitsu Mesiot, Oy Vibozal Yoshev Samise, Oy Motsa Avidu Vikirish Ba'amisi Ba'al Shoker, Alachas Mitvash Yasser Odom Lachti Bohem, Vihoyo Kiyechto Vohoshim. So in other words, so Shure Sapikod means that if somebody is proving claim money from Shem, doesn't make any difference how he claimed, whether he claimed because of Ibn, because of Al-Voye, because of an Avende, because of Gezel, whatever the reason is. But if there was a Tvias Mame, so Ruben claimed money from Shimon, and Shimon said, I don't owe you, and then, so, Behoyo ki Yechta, Vyosho, Behishim, and it was Lashaker. ואיש עם סגזי אשר בוזו ואיש עמי אשר עושה וכל מה שרוב כאן תיבי ואיש עמי אשר מוצא ואיש מכל אשר ישו בעולם לשקר in other words, so if he is made that he is me, he was מכל השקר in the כביר הסמונה וישיו עמי סבירי שם וחמישו סגי סיפורות לאשר הוא לא יתנן ממה שמוסי ועשה שום יום ולעד השם היו תומים נעצאים בער כחו ויאושר מלכה So we keep it all the back here with the Hashem is all lachas mitila she yasra ashmo. So that's a sham zelitz. Shmuel is a pikot and that's a sham zelitz. And the aloche is that if he was nishbala sheker in the kviras momen, and then he was made it that he was nishbala sheker, so he's mechuyev to pay the keren and the chemesh, and he has to bring the noshim. Here's the Moshe. So the halacha is that his mechuyeh b'shvoyes hafikotin d'asham zeilis in two infanim. One is it was mushlim b'yatzme. If we wouldn't say to Shimon, I deposited with you the cotton, or I bought, I lent you money and $100, and he said, no, any loyoy dvor meiro shvur she in chayloch, and then and it was a sheker, so he's chayim. Or even if he didn't say shvur she in chayloch, but he said. Mashbiachan, Reuben said to Shimon, Mashbiachan, and Shimon said, in Chayiboch, he didn't say Shvur Shin Chayiboch. Shvur, he just said, Lohi Dvor Meiro. And Reuben said, Mashbiachan, and Shimon didn't spell out the Shvur. So he's also Chayiboch because of Mushim Biachim. That's Shvur Safkot. Now then, in Shvur, say, lose. So, the nefesh gesagt to Bishop of Lolo, where in the hall, or Yodim, Yadim was Abele. So there, we have the Kobel of Yerit. The Noshe brings one Kobel, and the Noni brings another Kobel. So the Torah mentions the Chiyuv of Kobel of Yerit in respect to several Abeles, to Shvur Zeilus, or in connection with someone who is Nichnas in Yukdesh, or Bitume, or his Echel King is Bitume, or in connection with Shua's Bitu. So then the Torah says, Vohoyo, ki yesham lachas veile, yisvada shechoto aleo, vehim yis hashom la vishem al hachatos hashechoto, mikivo mnatzeim, kiflo yisirasizim lechatos, vichipir olo vakirim lechatos. ואילו יסעתי יום ידי זה, ואילו יסע שורה של חודש נסיעו שני רגע, אבל שם, אנחנו אחד לך להם. And then if he's down and down, he's very poor, so then he brings us here the same. So anyway, so by Shvuas HaKukot, he's higher in Nosho, and by Shvuas Eidus, he's higher in Kormel of Eirei. So the Gemara says, in Perek Shvuas Eidus, that by Shvuas Eidus too, he can be mechuyev on the basis of Mujim Piatzme, and can be mechuyev on the basis of Mujim Piatzme. Mujim Piatzme is, if let's say, Reuben knows that Levi observed knows a certain anus. In other words, that Levi can testify on his behalf that Shimon bowed $100 from Reuben. And Reuben says to Levi, boy badu, mashbiachlan. And he says, any of the Elohaidus. Even though he didn't say, Shvuah Shein the Elohaidus. And of course, he checked out. He does know that it is. So then he's highly become male of Eirei. Or if he says, boy, Valduni, he says to Levi, boy, Valduni. And then the Levi says, Shvuah Shein the Elohaidus. That means, Mushim Piatzma. But even by Mushim Piachere, so the aloche is that he is only chayev by Shvuas Eidus HaFikot very severe. But if he says Shvuas Shemim Eloche Eidus, then he is chayev on the basis of Mushim Piatzma. If the other one says, the Baldomo, that the Beya says, Mashbiachan should have been able to do it. And he says, in Yidei Eloche Eidus, he doesn't say Shvuas Shemim Eloche Eidus. So then he's chayev on the base of Mujib Bachir. But suppose Reuben says to Levi, Mashbiachan, he should obey me to the Uni. And Levi keeps quiet, he doesn't say a thing, then he's not chayev. So even when it's on the basis of Mujib Bachir, there still has to be a clear. But even though he doesn't say Shvuah, he just says, in Yidei Elocheidus, he's chayev. But if he just keeps quiet, he doesn't say a thing. So then it's not chayev, even on the basis of Mujib Achir. And the same thing is true of Shvuas HaFikot. Anyway, there is a halacha of Mujbe B'pi Achir by Shvuas Eidus and by Shvuas HaFikot. Is there a halacha of Mujbe B'pi Achir by Shvuas HaFikot? So the Ritva, it seems that most Rishonim hold that there is no halacha of Mujbe B'pi Achir by Shvuas HaFikot. Shvuas HaFikot means any Shvuas. Eichel, loy eichel. Eichel, loy eichel, achalti, loy achalti. Any shvuah, I'm a neutral thing. I mean, it doesn't have to be, it can be on Dorosho B'Momen or on anything else.
So most Rishayim hold that there is no halacha of Ishbi Achiri by Shmuel. But the Mishnah mentions the Shitas HaRaibah that even Shmuel's Bitu, that there is a halacha of Ishbi Achiri even by Shmuel's Bitu. Even by Shmuel's Bitu. So that's the Ritvo in Shmuel. It's at the end of the fourth parent of Shmuel Seyyid Yitzchak from Edvo. Very long Ritvo. So he says, so he says, "Avushedasa Rambanza," and that's not only the shita of the Ramban; it's the shita of most rishonim. She kol hamushbo mipi achiri in chayev. I mean, he's dealing with shvuah zbit in chayev. Afilu b'rosh shvuah mamish, v'ochanam b'rosh no, because oh boy shvuah, boy kol and boy nidu. So the melee, v'ochanam b'rosh no, elo shon omen, because if he ends omen, so then it's mush piatz. שלא יאמרו דמימוש בין פי אחרי בבז מחייב אף על פי שלא יאמרו אמן אלא בשבוע שעידו זה שבוע ספקות אבל לא בשבוע צבית זה שיט הפלוס השם מי מנשין זה תמדים על דרמה ואין זה דעס הרעיוצה אלא די אף שבוע צביתו עם עומד שם it's a matter of fact many אחרים take it so much for granted that the שבוע צביתו is מופקר of מימוש בין פי אחרי that the Yibim has kashas against certain Rishayim. How can Rishayim say such and such? I mean, when Bashvuah's Bitu is not Shayach Mujim Pe'achet. But, apparently they didn't have the Ritvo. So the Ritvo said, mentions in the name of the Raibu. Ve'in ze daim da'as ha'raibu ta'am. Elo de'ab Shvuah's Bitu, im omachon, v'ishosak, ki nishba me'atzme. Ki nishba me'atzme. U'vishakeyo, so he says the Raibach is such a big chiddush that by Mishbom, by Shmuel's Bitu, there is a lot of Kishim Be'achelim. If Ruvein says to Shimon, in his presence, he says, Mashbi'acha ani shalutecho hayei, and Shimon keeps quiet. Such a big chiddush. I mean, even by Shmuel's Reidus and by Shmuel's Atikotun, where there is a special sakotso of Mujim Pe'achirim. But there has to be a kvire. So even if he doesn't say Shmuel Shem Yidei Eloch Reidus, he just says, and Yidei Eloch Reidus, and the other fellow says, and the Tevea says, Mashbe'acha Ani Yischai. But when he doesn't say anything, here, there is no Mujim Pe'achirim. And here the Rabbi says that if we fishos akli gamri, so there is a lot of Mujim Pe'achirim. It's a very big chiddush. But if he protests, let's say Rubin says to Shimon, Mashbi'acha ani shalutech l'ayin, and Shimon says, oh no, then it's not chal. But if he keeps quiet, it's chal. I mean, it's a strange chiddush. Anyway, there is such a chiddush. But most Rishonim hold that it's that Shmuel's Bitu is mufke of Mujim Pe'achirim. Because Mujim Pe'achirim has to have a mokir on the Torah. I mean, so we have a special aloche in Shmuel's, in Shmuel's Eidus, in Shmuel's Afikot, but Shmuel's Bitu is not Shmuel. Anyway, Ramletam Shite is now. So it seems that Ramletam agreed with the Rishayim, that even the Rabbonim of Rav Hanina Bar Ilei hold that there is the Al-Fusev from the Shvuah Seder. Well, the only difference between the Al-Fusev of Rav Hanina Bar Ilei and the Al-Fusev of Rabbon is that where is the code in Rav Hanina Bar Ilei? There is Exerah Shem Gmure. It has to be Mamish, given in the Shvuah Seder, it requires Shem Mamish. So, according to Rav Hanina, we learn out from Shvuah Seder that Shvuah requires Shem, but it doesn't have to have Shem Mamish. It can be Kinoz, It can be kino also. So the Meir has the kashe, but here it seems from this Mishnah, quoting Yishuiz, that even without Shem, because if there is a Shem, maybe there is, even if it's just a kino, even more a kule, that's only a kino. So then, without the lotion of Shuiz, it's how.
So Rabbi Tam's teretz is that there is a distinction between Mujib Be'achirim and Mujib Be'atzmei. True that there is Yalfuse from Seite, that Shmuya Mikvay Hashem, but that only means the Mujib Be'achirim of Shmuya Seite is Mikvay Hashem. And the same thing is the Mujib Be'achirim of Shmuya Sapikot Mikvay Hashem. But Mujib Be'atzmei doesn't require any Shem. Without the Shem, without the Kino, it's still a valid Shmuya. ותמוהם ילחוב. פי קודש ילחוב הדור הזה, דאמינו בסתרי שבועי שתיים בעשרה. דאמי יציאו מנחה שבועי, כי מייצי שבועי בגיל דום. וילפינו לו מסייטה, דרסיב, ויום בו אישו מנעמי. כי לא אמא בהי, כי משבס מפי עצמו, וכמו אישה פי אושרה שזאת שם. ובפרק שלו סייטס, דירוי אפילו משבס מפי אחרים להם. In other words, because if, what do you mean אפילו משבס מפי אחרים להם? It doesn't mean that without Tomei, so it's not even Mujba and Piachiri. It's not even like Mujbas and Piachiri. That in order to become Mujba and Piachiri, so he has to say Omen. Because Monevshech, he has to say Omen. Without Tomei, it's not even Mujba. It's not how Medina's Mujba and Piachiri. So if he said Omen, so then it's Mujba and Piachiri. But what it means is, because as I mentioned before, even by Shmuel's Eidus or by Shmuel's Apikot, where there is a lot of Mujbe Acherim, but there has to be a Kvire. If, let's say, Rubin says to Shimon, Mashbiach Amri Shidavei Vitin Huni, and Shimon doesn't say anything, he keeps quiet. Or he says, Chayav Mashbiach Amri Shato Chayav Limoni, Shepikot Yesh Lecho Biyodi. And Shimon, he keeps quiet, there is no aloha of Mujbe Acherim. Only when there is a Kvire. And Yidei Alochei. Or he says, Lo Yadam, there is a Kvire. But if he keeps quiet, then it's not in Mujib Be'achir. This is what it means. The Loi Afim Mujbas Be'achir Be'achir. Because if the Isha wouldn't say Amen, and she doesn't say anything else besides Amen, so if not for the Amen, she would be Shisakas. If she's Shisakas, there is not so there is no Aloche, even of Mujbas Be'achir. So, but where there is a kvira, let's say Vashuah's Eidus, but no Shvueh is spelled out, then there is Aloha Mujib Be'achirim. But if, let's say, someone says Omei, then it's Mujib Be'atzmei. So in Meile, how can Rabbi Tam say that the Alfuse Fam say is only Ligabi Mujib Be'achirim? It's not Ligabi Mujib Be'atzmei. But the Alfuse is from Seyde. And by Seyde, the Torah says, Vom Boi Yishom Domein. And we learn out from that Halochet, that Kolei Nomen Achara Shvueh, Kinei Tzi Shvueh Mipiv Domein. So it's Mujem Piatzmei. So the middle of the Alfuse should be that if Mujem Piatzmei requires Shem. That's the question. Now, I heard from my father a very simple parents. I mean, and that's probably the Kavone of Hamitam. And then I saw that the Nitzin in his Peirush on the Torah and Chai Soro, they are the Parsha of Eliezer. So the Nitzin says that, but the Nitzin says something else. I mean that is not so obvious. But he says the same thing that I heard from my father. Now, so that. True, that Kolo'eni Omen Achara Shvueh is Kimeitzi Shvueh Pimno. And we learn it out from the Posik Yom Bo Yish Omen Omen. That's the Gemara in Seyde. But there is a fundamental difference between Shvueh Seyde and any Eini Omen Achara Shvueh that we say Kimeitzi Shvueh Pimno. The Rambam says in the Rivez Mechashvues, Halocha Alet, Echod HaMishba, Echod Me'arbo Mishvues Eid, Mipiatzma, Ve'echod HaMushman Pi'achir Ve'ono Omen, Afilu Yishbi'ei Akum Moikot, Ve'ono Omen, Chayim, Shekolonim Omen HaChashvue Kibay Tishvue Mishvit, And when he says, Afilu Yishbi'ei Akum Moikot, he means, Eid Moikot that is not in the Mufles of a Leish, Even a child who is 5 years old, 4 years old, 3 years old, 2 years old, if he knows how to say the Loshon of Yishvueh. So, and somebody else says, oh, maybe. So he's chayev. Shekolei nomen achashvuye kimitishvuye mipi. Viechod oei nomen oei me dobo sheidyonei kinye nomen. Ki dishoma hei oei mechuye vani. Vishvuye zu. In other words, it's not that gomei. Any expression in language that is considered that has the connotation of confirmation of assent. Now, for instance, we report today when somebody takes an oath. So the oath will be spelled out by somebody else, and then that person who takes the oath says, I do. So I do is like coming, because it has the connotation of assent. So he's hired as if he spelled out. He pronounced the Rosh Hashanah. So he says, "Ve'achod oin omei, oy ein adobo shin yonei ki yonomei, ki mishoma hei, oy mechuye vani mishuye zu, ki balti olai shuye zu, v'chol kayeitzi b'zeh, v'chol roshei, harei zeh ki nishba l'chol dobo, bein l'chai v'malkes, bein l'chai v'kor." So we see, the Rambam says, "Afin nishbi, akum v'kotum," and kotum means even if it's not even for some of the ish. So he's mufkia afloy. His afloy is not afloy. So he's shvue. He is shvue. He's not shvue. So we see that by in the omen. So the spelling out of the shvue by person is a maisei kubal. Let's say if you could teach a monkey, let's say to say shvue, that the monkey should say shvue shaleich otikazeh, and then somebody will answer omei, so to bechal, because it's a mighty compound with this spelling out in shvue. Omei itself is shvue, but omei has a certain meaning. I mean, someone will scream out omei 1,000 times, it has no meaning. But if the omei is said in response to an expression of shvue, then omei itself is the shvue. I think that if somebody will just record an expression of Shvue Shalech Otikazeh. They'll record it, and then they'll play, and somebody will say Omen after the playing of the tape, so it'll be chayv. Because it's a maize kubal. This is by Ein Omen Achar Shvue in general. Mashiach King by Shvue Seiteh. True, the Torah says, Vo Omro Yisho Min Omen. But the Torah also says v'yishbia keren, so yisha. So the keren has to pronounce, has to utter the whole loshen shvue of the Torah. The yitin adishem is holo shvua and so on. I mean the whole text of the shvua. So v'yishbia keren, so yisha. Suppose Israel will say it. So of course it's not valid. So here they tell the of v'yishbia keren, so yisha. So in other words, so here it's not a maize kubal, an akum or a cotton, not only an akum or a cotton. Even Yisrael, a lady, cannot do it. It has to be said by the kohen. So it's a haloche that he has to be mushbom, she has to be mushbaz with the kohen. But true, that the Gemara learns out from Gom Ro Yisho Omei Nomei, the haloche of Kolei Nomei Nachar Shvuei Kemetzi Shvuei Pibdome, the answer is, we have here two Gzeiras HaKosuvos by Shvuah Seite. First of all, the Isha, the Seite, has to be Mishbaz Mikikim Keren. And she has to be Mishbaz Mikikim Keren. And in addition, there is Aruche of Yom Ho Isha Omen Omen, she has to be Mishbaz Mikikim Keren. We need both. That's the Gzeiras HaKosuvos. V'Yishbia Keren is an Isha that supplies the element of Mushbaz B'Acheri, and not B'Acheri in anybody, but B'Pikeh. And then there is another element. V'yom Ho'isha Omen Omen, she has to be a Mushbaz B'Atzma also on the same shvue, that she has to be a Mushbaz B'Acheri. So Mimele, Rav Netam holds that this Yalfus that we learn out from Seite, that we require Shem, so you will learn the old because. Now let's see the Losh. So the Torah says, "Vishbi hakein es reisho, bishvu asol, v'yoma hakein lo isho, yitin adishem chuisoch liolo b'vishvu, v'sichamik, v'seis adishem es yereichich nitales, v'zbik lichtzot." So where is the shvu mentioned? In the mushbun mushbas b'atzmo of the keep the seite or mushbas b'chel? In the posik that deals the mushbas we keep the kein of seite. So it's mishpas. Then the continues. Ubo hamayi hamor v'rimoyim v'dinayich latzbis beten v'lam piyorech. Then the Torah says v'omro yishom inomei. So v'omro yishom inomei is mentioned after the whole nusach of the mishpas we began. And where is the shem mentioned? In the nusach of the mushbas peachete, in omro yishom inomei, so it's not mentioned. It's not mentioned. So the mele, the Rambam shiti is that the yalfuse of shuas eidus from seite that it requires shem. Is only ligabe the mushbas peachetim of shvuas eidus, because by seite too the shem is mentioned in the te in the nusach of the mushbas peachetim, not in the nusach of mushbas peatzmo. Mushbas peatzmo is mentioned in the expression of omo yishom enomin. There we don't have any shem. There we don't have any shem. Now the nitziv in his pirush al chayuso, he says the same thing, but he had something else and he combines. He says the same thing, but he combines it with something else, and that weakens the talents. But he says the same thing. Now, then, the Nitziv, in his Perush and Chayisor, says the same thing, but then he combines it with something else, which weakens the Teret. I mean, it's all right, but it weakens the Teret. So he says, he mentions something else, too, because the Rosh Yishuas Eidus says, after mentioning the Shilis HaRashenim, the Hashenim, the Shilis HaRashenim, now, so he says that Shilis doesn't require Hashem. But not that Shmuel doesn't require Shem. Shmuel does require Shem. But if he says Shmuel, even though he doesn't mention the Rebbeinu Shalom's name, so it's Yodis. It's Yodis. In other words, what do you mean Yodis? Because, I mean, I think this is true in all languages. If you look up in the dictionary, the big Webster's, so you'll see that oath means a formation of something in the name of God. That's the difference between an oath and an affirming. Affirming means when you don't affirm it in the name of God. And oath, by definition, means that you do it in the name of God. In other words, when someone takes an oath, it means it means to say that he is affirming it in the name of God. So that's really the definition of shvuah. Shvuah means that. So Memeila, even if he doesn't mention Hashem, so it's effective with Amyotis. Now the Osh says that in Shvuah Zeirus, in paragraph Chavdalet, Uvchol HaKinuyin Al HaChayomim. So then he mentions the Machlokes B'Sheinim, so whether Shvuah requires Hashem or not, and the Raya that Shvuah doesn't require Hashem, because Kol Kinuyin Shvuah Kishvuah, and that is only Shayach when he doesn't mention Hashem, because if he mentions Hashem, so without the Rosh Hashvuah or Kinu, so it's Hashvuah, because Elokei Yisroel Magline, or more the Alme Lo Yatayim. So Elo Al Koro Beim Aleichu Koma Shu Kemeit Hashvuah Mipi Alme Hashvuah Zbitu Liboy Afilu Kinu. So he says, the Efshar Sheyodesei. Why is it Yodis? Because Shvuah by definition means Shem. So he doesn't spell it out. So it's effective with Amyotis. So the Tzib says, first he says that. And then he says that it could be explained, that Rabbetam Shite could be explained, why does Rabbetam distinguish between Mujven Piachirim and Mujven Piatzmei? Because actually, if Mujven Piatzmei should require Shem. But the only reason as to why Mujven Piatzmei does not require Shem according to Ramadan is because of the Roshi. Because it's affected with Tam Yodis. Now Yodis is a special Xerasakosuk. Where is the Xerasakosuk of Yodis mentioned? That's in Parashim Matis. So, and there Shvuah is also mentioned. So, in that parasha, Shvuah Be'achirim is not mentioned. Shvuah Be'achirim is mentioned in the parasha in Vayikra, in the parasha of Shvuah Zeirus, in the parasha of Shvuah Zapikon. But Mujbe Be'achirim is not mentioned in the parasha in Matis. There the Torah says, together with Neder. So the Torah says, Oyishov Ashvur. So Mimele, only when is the Yodis? By Mujib Piatzmi, Mujib Bachir, there's no Aloch of Yodis. So Mimele, that's the reason. Alright, that's something else. But as far as the Kasha of the Ram against Amitam is concerned, of Pekodesh Yechim and Obkose, so he says the same thing. Alright, now. But high time not also, the Avatar is going to be to the Mujib Be'achim and Potter. But they don't learn out exereshov and mure from saying it. But they just learn out that it requires Shem. Bechitnan hosom cholakinim ha'ol lechayomim. Oh, but the raya that it requires Shem is from the Mishneh. The Mishneh is expressive of the view of the Rabbonon. And there the Mishneh says, cholakinim ha'ol lechayomim. So it's mashma, kinuim cholapoches it requires. So he says, no. Lam divay Shem in kinu. El leima di mashbiya bi kinu ki mashbiya stam. Umihane. Yeroi ki mashbiya b'shamayim bohre zitnan hosom nipto. Because the Aloch is, if he says, Mashbiach HaMiyo, Vishomayim Boretz, so they are potter. There is no Chiyuv of Shvuah Zeirus, of Shvuah Zeirus. even though he's not has to show him the Libra Mizore, and when he said Mashviacha and Bashamay Bohet, he means the creator, the Rebbeinu Shalom. But since he formulated it incorrectly, so he's not higher. So in other words, if he doesn't mention the Shem, then he's higher. But if he does mention something with which he is referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but he mentions it incorrectly, then it's worse. So one could say, if he doesn't say Shem, neither Shem nor Kilu, then we understand that he's higher. Masha'in Kilu, if he does mention the Rebbeinu Shalom, and he doesn't spell out the Rebbeinu Shalom's name, and he refers to the Rebbeinu Shalom by Kilu, so it's like referring to the Rebbeinu Shalom by saying Shemayim Boret, meaning the creator of Shemayim Boret. So then he's put that. So Kamashma, no. When he says by Shemayim Boret, so it's an incorrect formulation, even though he means the Rebbeinu Shalom. Mashayim, when he says Chacham Bechano, so it's a correct formulation. So of course he's right. Elo Sha'arayim Edoma. Sha'arayim Taloma, do you mal kese nelei kele baskoras Hashem? What does it mean, being Malkis in the Leike? He means Malkis and the score of Lisishbu Bishmila Shokia. He doesn't mean Malkis and the score of Lo Yach. But Yachu is Chayv Malkis, even without the Shem. He means Malkis and the score of Lisishbu Bishmila Shokia. So in the Leike, Allah scores Hashem. Why? Because the Torah says, Lisishbu Bishmila Shokia. The Bihul Elab Nishbu Hashem Tzibu. Lo Yisish Hashem Hashem, Lisishbu Bishmila. Aber Yisure Bilo Yishem Nami Yisei. So he says there is an Isaiah. But the Raimet in the Asogis says something more than there is an Isaiah. He says there is even a Chiyuv Kol. As a matter of fact, the Avishim. So he says, the Rambam says, V'chei, O'ein, Yom Perbeis B'chashvu, Yisal O'chadim, O'chil, O'chashvu, Abad Hashem, O'yim B'vish, Yish Mechamim, Shalaych, O'chal, Shel Zuish, O'vivish, Shein Luchav Yod, Yiklul, Yish, Lish, Yidei, Lochek, Yidei, Hari Zechai, O'mar Olo, O'yor, O'chashvu, O'chil, Yis, Yashem, O'chinu, Hari Zechosam, O'chal, Shalaych, Balot, אבל לא יקבלו ימי זיכור, אם עובר על שבוע שיח שאי לבו שם נשים סמיכודים, או יקינו מהכינוי כמו שבאב. So according to the Rambam, there is only an Isaiah, but there is no חיוב קום, nothing. No Malkus, no קום, only an Isaiah. Only an Isaiah. Now the question is, what kind of Isaiah? Is it a Rabbon, is it a Isaiah? That's another question. But there is no Amish without a Shem or Kino. The Rambam says, Omar Avon, הוא נזכה ברס לידו הזה, שהוא מוצא סי, שם מן השם יש מולקינו מהכינויים בשבוע הזביטו, ובמציאו שם לו בין יסו ופיקוד, ובשנם הרבה יש אולו, וקוי, ואופין לא אולו מסייטה, ופיקוד מסכתו סכתו מאיתוס, אבל בשבוע הזביטו, אפילו ניפתו איסה שבוע, אם אומר ניפתו איך לא חשבו אל חד איסה, אבל כשהוא אומר לשם הולקינו, אם אומר לשם שבוע, אבל כשהוא איסה שבוע, אף אחד שלו יזכה שאין שבועים וכן לאו לאו ואין הן ונסחם ללאו ואין שם העבר שבועים וכן ימין ושמאל ונסחם ימין ושמאל העבר שבועים וכן אני לא מקום so he's higher than without his שם הוקים וכן נאמר לבל יחד so there is Malkus and his call לא יחד also אבל Malkus he means Malkus and his call לסיב ישביל השוקר ואינו שם תחסיב נשתי שיש שם השקיעה בו השוקר